So when does the need for rest become our excuse for laziness? We all need to rest from our labours, but there's a fine line between genuine rest and a slack spirit that's tempted into laziness. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. People sometimes ask me why I work so hard. Simple. Every day, countless people die into a Christless eternity. God's called me to tell them about Jesus, so there's a real urgency about what I do. Sometimes I work too hard, perhaps you too. And despite the fact that I'm not naturally lazy, I'll be honest, every now and then there's a temptation to slow down, to coast, to take it easy. That in itself can be a form of rest. But if it goes on for too long, it becomes laziness. King Solomon of Israel, 3,000 years ago, put it as bluntly as this, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. Lazy people don't get what they want, but riches come to those who work hard. Personally, I'm not all that interested in riches. What I want is to encourage you in your faith walk to see countless more come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. But no matter what our personality type or makeup may be, the temptation's always there to slip into laziness. Martyred Chinese pastor Watchman Nee once put it like this: frequently what we say is that rest is merely laziness. But our body requires respite, as do our mind and spirit. But we should never rest because of a laziness that arises from the evil nature within. How often laziness and emotional distaste for work join to employ physical fatigue as a cover-up. Lazy people don't get what they want, but riches come to those who work hard. That's God's word fresh for you today. God loves to speak to us, to guide us through the power of His word, through life. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.